Hi, I'm an alcoholic and a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I'm your current Area 29 delegate. This is a report back about what happened at this year's group conscience for AA as a whole, which was held in New York on April 21st through 26th, 2013. First, let's consider how this group conscience meeting, the General Service Conference, is related to AA's groups and where it sits within AA's world service structures. As one of our members in Waldorf says, the AA groups sit at the very pinnacle of AA's world service structure. They hold ultimate authority over our world service affairs. In order to get things done, the groups delegate most of their practical authority to their trusted servants who serve on a two-year rotating basis. The groups are linked to the General Service Conference or Group Conscience Meeting by districts and areas, so any group that has a GSR has a group member who can meet face-to-face with a voting member of the conference, which is the area delegate. And the groups retain ultimate authority through their power of the purse and through their power to censure or recall trusted servants. After the GSRs elect their delegate at an area assembly, the delegate goes to the General Service Conference meeting and participates in decisions on matters that affect all the groups. Area delegates from 93 areas attend the U.S.-Canada conference meeting and are met there by trustees, directors, and staff members from the General Service Office in Grapevine, who also vote at the conference. It's not a coincidence that over two-thirds of the conference members are area delegates and that it also takes a two-third vote to approve anything. This is just one of the many checks and balances that Bill W. and our early trustees built into our conference structure to ensure that the groups really do have ultimate authority over our world services. Now, here's a short summary of the 2013 activity of the General Service, the 2012 activity of the General Service Board, AA World Services, that's AAWS, and the AA Grapevine. The Big Book in print version continues to sell well at nearly a million copies a year, despite our expectations for the decline of print literature. Big Books sold through the AA e-reader app, which works for iProducts only, account for less than 5% of the total number of Big Books sold. The Big Book has now been translated into 67 different languages, and 18 more are underway. 2012 group contributions to the General Service Board went up 4.7% conference-wide. 42% of the groups contributed to the General Service Office, and in Area 29, fewer than 39% of groups contributed. The total dollar amount contributed by Area 29's groups did increase by over 10% last year, but the number of groups contributing actually went down. The AA World Service net profit was $152,000 in 2012, which is down sharply from 2011. A $611,000 deficit is budgeted for 2013. That will be covered by drawdowns from the reserve fund, which is AA's savings account. The trustees felt it would be wrong to raise prices on literature with 11.3 months cash flow in reserve. When or if the reserve fund dips closer to 9 months cash flow, a price increase on conference-approved literature can be expected. In 2012, the cost of member services was $6.43 per member. $4.67 of that was covered by contributions from members and groups. The remaining $1.76 was covered by profits from literature, so 72.6% of group services was covered by member contributions. The AA Grapevine net profit last year was $257,000, representing a big turnaround since 2011. This has resulted from cutbacks in staff, conversion to contract labor for copy editing, downsizing the office space, and also the success of Grapevine books and e-books. This year's budget projects an $11,000 surplus, essentially break-even. Subscriptions still decreased by 8% last year, and that presents a continuing challenge. The Lavinia net loss was $115,000 in 2012 compared to $69,000 loss the year before, and a budgeted loss of $127,000 this year. About half of Lavinia's support comes from subscription. Under a 2001 conference action, the other half is provided by the General Service Board's operating fund as a service to groups. The increased loss this year is nearly all due to Lavinia's retirement expenses, which were previously allocated to the Grapevine. Lavinia's subscriptions actually increased by 8.6% from January 2011 to December 2012. Finally, here's a summary of the actions and considerations coming out of the business sessions of the 63rd Conference. The conference approved that digital anonymity is implicit in the meaning of Traditional 11 and that the short form needs no changes. The conference agreed with the trustees that AA cannot establish a presence on Facebook in a manner that would be consistent with AA traditions because there's simply no crossover in our purposes. Conference-approved literature will be sold in digital form through online third-party vendors like Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com. A commemorative 75th anniversary edition of the Big Book's first edition, first printing, will be published in April 2014 and will be available through the 2015 International Convention in Atlanta. An index will not be added to the Big Book, and no edits will be made to the dust jacket flap. The blue card statement about open meetings will not be changed, and the draft pamphlet, AA, Spiritual Not Religious, was reviewed and was sent back for further development before next year's conference. The format of Lavinia will remain at 68 pages, color cover, slick paper, and perfect binding for at least the coming year. The General Service Office will not be asked to maintain a nationwide online searchable meeting list. The corporate structure of AA World Services and the AA Grapevine will remain unchanged, and the trustees have been asked to reconsider the policy for selecting the General Service Conference site with an eye toward the spiritual and financial aspects of holding it in Manhattan every other year. You can find a more in-depth summary of conference actions and considerations in the article starting on page 2 of the third quarter 2013 issue of the Marginser. If you would like me as your delegate to visit your group or other AA gathering for an in-person report back, or if you'd like a visit from any other area officer, or if you'd like a complete copy of the conference advisory actions and additional considerations, or if you have any questions, comments, or ideas about AA's World Services, please contact me by email at delegate@marylandaa.org. And from the bottom of my heart, I thank you for the opportunity to serve in this way.